Good morning. This is Paul Lindholt on the Poetry Moment, reading from Wallace Stevens's poem, Notes Toward a Supreme Fiction. Two things of opposite natures seem to depend on one another, as logos depends on eros, day on night, the imagined on the real. This is the origin of change. Winter and spring cold copulars embrace, and forth the particulars of rapture come. Music falls on the silence like a sense, a passion that we feel, not understand. Morning and afternoon are clasped together, and north and south are an intrinsic couple, and sun and rain a plural, like two lovers that walk away as one in the greenest body. In solitude, the trumpets of solitude are not of another solitude resounding. A little string speaks for a crowd of voices. The partaker partakes of that which changes him. The child that touches takes character from the thing, the body it touches. The captain and his men are one, and the sailor and the sea are one. Follow after, oh, my companion, my fellow, myself, sister in solace, brother in delight. That was a fragment of Notes Toward a Supreme Fiction by Wallace Stevens, and I am Paul Lindholt on the Poetry Moment.